Well, we've had quite a range of different disciplinary perspectives on different issues. A lawyer on extended continental shelves, a geologist on Danish extended continental shelves. We've had a political scientist on the need for oil and gas development management cooperation in the Arctic. An expert on the law of the sea, on the need for fisheries management. And we're going to stretch our interdisciplinary boundaries just a little bit further. Very pleased to introduce Stuart Eldon, who is both a political geographer and a political theorist from the University of Warwick in the UK. And also, and this will be of great interest to some of you, until quite recently is the director of the International Boundary Research Unit at Durham University. So Stuart, the floor is yours.
Thank you. As Michael has just suggested, I'm in no sense an expert on the specifics of what we've been talking about in this session, but my work over the past several years has been on the question of territory and thinking about territory in a number of different ways, a number of political contemporary issues around the question of territory, trying to come up with a better political theory of territory, trying to conceptualize territory, to understand what territory is and what territory isn't, its relation to other concepts. And the big project of the past several years has been to write a history of the concept of territory. Where did the idea of dividing up portions of the Earth's surface actually come from? Now, what I've been trying to do in work on this question is to try to make the question of territory something that is more complicated and to understand the complexities in it, rather than reducing it simply to the idea that a territory is a bounded space under the control of a group of people, today usually a state. I've tried to suggest that the question of territory, if we look at it historically, has got a number of elements within it that make up the way that we should understand these questions. So one of the suggestions that I've made is that we shouldn't reduce territory to some of the other concepts that people think about in relation to it. So territory for me is related to the question of land, a kind of a political economic question of resources and rent and things that you can get from owning land, a question of property, an economic set of relations. Nor is territory simply a strategic question in relation to the idea of what might be understood as terrain and military strategic questions over the control of this. Territory is both of those things, it seems to me, but it's also more than those things. Now, in historical work around this, the suggestion that I made is that if we try to understand territory properly, we have to understand it in relation to at least two other registers of questions. And I'm going to come on to how these relate to the law of the sea, to the ice, to the continental shelf, and so on in a moment. But historically, one of the key questions, it seems to me, in understanding the question of territory is when did the notion of territorium become not simply the property of a ruler, but the very extent of their rule, the spatial extent of what becomes known as the notion of sovereignty, for example. So a whole set of legal questions about power and authority and supremacy, superiority and so on, and the spaces, the geographies over which they apply. The second aspect that I tried to add in is how important technology is, particular kinds of technologies. The two most obvious of these are cartography and land surveying, how these are used by states, how these are supported by states in order to make these claims over what becomes their relation of sovereignty to territory. So this is the suggestion I have, that territory should be understood as a political technology, not merely technological, but a whole set of techniques or arts or practices of government. And it's not then simply the land in itself or the terrain in itself, but it's the means of measuring and controlling those things that becomes important. Territory then is a political question, as a geographical question, but having these economic, strategic, legal, and technical aspects working within them. And it seems to me that if we take territory away from merely the solid land, the kind of Earth's surface, and we start to think about the sea, the seabed, and ice, we can see the same kinds of questions at stake within the ways that we might understand those questions. So that if we look at territory as a political question in those different registers, a number of the presentations that we've heard so far in this session have illuminated different aspects of how we might think about that. If we think about this in terms of the economic, there are obviously the resource issues, there are questions of marine life, of fisheries and other life forms, there are issues around oil and gas permits and so on. So a whole set of economic questions at stake within any kind of adjudication of these claims that might be made. But there's also a whole set of strategic questions, and we heard a little bit about some of those in terms of how they might be resolved in peaceful ways between perhaps Canada and Greenland, or some of the more bellicose rhetoric that's coming out of Russia, at least has been reported in the Canadian media in the last few days. But there's also a whole set of legal questions, and many of those were touched on in presentations that we've heard up to this point. That it's not the shelf rights per se, we were told, but the limits of the shelf. It's not the question of jurisdiction, but the limits of the jurisdiction. A geographical question, but a political, legal geographical question. We heard about the possibilities of a multilateral Arctic code rather than yet an Arctic treaty, perhaps to mirror the Antarctic Treaty, and Elizabeth making several points about agreements, cooperation, legal norms, and so on that might be applicable in these areas. How far does UNCLOS apply within those areas, for example? And then we heard particularly from Christian in terms of the technical, about technical work being done and more that might be done in order to understand where these areas are as we go up into the high Arctic, particularly the role of science, the collection of data, and the distinction that was drawn between delineation and delimitation. These as legal geographical questions, but dependent on a whole set of political techniques. Now, one of the suggestions that Christian made was, in terms of Greenland's claim to the North Pole, that this has nothing to do with politics. I would certainly want to rein back from any suggestion that techniques are neutral, that there's not a politics behind the development and the utilisation of these kinds of techniques, but what I would also say is, in a sense, reversing it, that the politics in this question is inherently technical. It depends on a particular set of techniques in order to lay the basis of the types of claims that might be made in those suggestions. Now, just to close, some of the current work that I've been doing is to try to get away from what I've called the cartographic imagination, where we tend to think of territory as a surface, as an area. We don't think about territory in three dimensions. Now, I've been doing this initially in terms of how we might think about territory in three dimensions on land, if we think about airspace, if we think about aerial surveillance, if we think about the height of border walls that are being built, if we think about the technologies and the architecture of occupation in the Israeli West Bank and various other places, but also what happens in the subsoil, the tunnels, the infrastructure that makes cities and states possible. How might we take that into work thinking about the seabed, and the air above that sea? Well, I think there the three dimensions becomes extremely important in a whole range of ways. But what I've tried to suggest in this work is we can't simply think of a straightforward up-down vertical axis alongside this flat, planar, aerial imagination. We need to think about this in terms of slopes, in terms of the materiality of these kinds of questions, and of course these come into play very much when we're thinking about the question of the seabed. So where my work is going and where I think some of the issues that you're grappling with in this session, in this conference as a whole, become very relevant is that we need to think about geopolitics not simply as global politics or as international politics, but very much as a politics of the earth. And thinking about that in terms of bringing the geophysical into relation with the geopolitical, thinking about the materiality of the geo in terms of how we think about the question of geopolitics. So not then simply a politics of the solid land, but politics in relation to water, to ice, the subsoil, and the submarine, and bringing the geopolitical and the geophysical together, bringing social scientists into dialogue with natural scientists. And I'll leave it there. Thank you. Thank you.